The Milwaukee Brewers are back in the playoffs after winning the National League Central Division for the second time in the last 3 years. But the postseason is off to a shaky start after they lost the first game of the wild card round against the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. Milwaukee now has to win the next 2 games in a row to advance out of the best of 3 series. It follows a regular season that had some tough stretches in the early summer months, but the team found a way to rally and go on a run. They'll need to do it again in order to stay alive in the playoffs. We're checking in on the Brewers' 2023 campaign and what's next for Wisconsin's favorite baseball team. J.R. Radcliffe is a trending sports reporter and host of the podcast Microbrew for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's at the ballpark right now, but I talked to him earlier today. All right, before we get to the playoffs, let's talk about the road to the playoffs. Back in June, the Brewers were at 500 at one point, 34-34. No guarantee they're going to make the playoffs at all. How did they get here?
Probably just by staying the course, I guess. There weren't any sort of magic bullets there. They did have a couple things go their way that really helped them down the stretch. One was the return of Brandon Woodruff from injury, and unfortunately for them, that has turned back into a problem for the postseason with Woodruff out for this round of the playoffs and possibly longer. But he was huge. I mean, he's one of their best players. He solidified them as one of the best pitching teams in the National League. And his return was very effective right off the bat. Once he was healthy, they made a couple really nice moves at the trade deadline that bolstered areas where they were already weak. They got Mark Canna for an outfield that had been woefully underperforming. And they got Carlos Santana for another spot on the field that had not done well, and that was first base. So they addressed their needs that way on offense, but it really was just sticking to kind of the plan that they've had, and that's to build around pitching and defense. They've got, in addition to Woodruff, they've got Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta, who are among the best starters in the National League, and they have the best defense by many metrics, or at least a top three defense at the very least around baseball, depending on who you trust, and that turns good pitchers into great pitchers. Wade Miley, I think, is a great example. He's a pitcher who had a tremendous year. And I think if you look at the numbers, you can see where the defense really made that possible for him. So they really just sort of doubled down on the defensive side of the ball. They won a lot of close games and just kind of kept piling up wins. They got hot in stretches offensively, and that was enough to pile up 92 wins by the end of the season.
They made the playoffs before last night's game. We'll get to that. Before that, what were kind of the peak hopes for the Brewers? I don't know that people were talking about them going all the way necessarily, but what were the maybe more positive expectations?
I think winning the division is something that at least midway through the season, you looked at what the NL Central was doing and figured they should win the division. They are arguably the best team in the division. And they proved it over the course of the season. They deserve to win the division, and that's a nice feather in their cap. That does not happen every year in Milwaukee. So that was a really quality accomplishment. I do think winning a playoff series is kind of the bare minimum for fans. Now, 3-game series in October, very random outcomes. There's very little science that will tell you how things work in the postseason. It doesn't matter how good a team you have. You got to get some really good breaks. A lot of things have to go your way. And sometimes it's hard to judge a whole season based on 2 games in October or 3 games in October. Unfortunately, right now they're staring down the barrel of a pretty disappointing finish. People will remember the season, I guess, as a positive in that I think 92 wins is probably a high-end scenario, one of the best case scenarios they could have come away with. But with this team, they've been to the playoffs several years in a row. I think fans have grown to expect at least competing for the playoffs. Really, since 2017, they have competed down to the last week of the season at the very least, if not make the playoffs every single season. So Brewers fans are accustomed to that now. And you got to go deeper. You got to get into the division series at the very least and hopefully spring an upset and get to the championship series. That's when things really start to ratchet up. So less that, it's probably not going to be remembered as a very, very successful season, which is a little unfortunate because of the nature of baseball, but that's just kind of human nature, I suppose.
Well, that takes us to last night's game. The breaks did not go the Brewers' way, went up early 3-0, lost 6-3. What were the key things you saw that went wrong?
Oh, man, so many things went wrong. It was a really very rough game. They actually hit the ball quite well. Offensively, they made a lot of solid contact. They got a lot of guys on. They did not cash those guys in enough, and that has been a theme. This Brewers team does not hit a lot of home runs, and that is the type of thing that you kind of don't want to have in the postseason. You want to have people who can mash, because sometimes pitchers are really good. The guys who are used in relief are really good. You're going to need somebody to just run into a fastball and hit it out. And this was a one-run game going into the ninth inning. It was 4-3 for a long stretch of that game. there just wasn't that big hit, that big home run, or a hit with runners in scoring position. People get really wrapped up in runners in scoring position. I think that that particular stat is overblown. But when you don't hit for power, when you don't hit home runs and doubles and send the ball to the wall a lot, you don't cash in a lot of those. You don't cash in enough of those opportunities. So offensively, that has been a theme. But I would say they did kind of their job on offense. What we couldn't have anticipated was Corbin Burnes having one of his worst outings of the year. He gave up just a tremendous amount of hard contact for him, allowed 3 home runs. That's a pretty rare thing for him. So he put the Brewers behind a little bit. They were up 3-0, and then the Diamondbacks came out swinging the bats. They are not a home run hitting team, but they hit 3 of them against Burnes, and that turned into a 4-3 game. And then Devin Williams, who is just a tremendous closer, might be the reliever of the year in the National League. Absolutely one of the most reliable arms that the Brewers have had. He struggled as well. He had a really bad ninth inning and ended up allowing 2 runs to give the Diamondbacks some insurance. So things that they normally count on did not go well. And then some of the things that we've seen all year also did not go well.
Talking to J.R. Radcliffe with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the Milwaukee Brewers playoff hopes. Let's look at those hopes now, J.R. Game 2 and Game 3 are going to both be lose and you're done for the season. A hypothetical Game 3, I should say. What would the Brewers need to do to turn things around against the Diamondbacks?
Well, it's an uphill battle. And like I said before, baseball in this part of the season is very random. They could absolutely win these 2 games. And you might even say that there's really no way to know for sure what is going to happen. But here's why it looks like a tougher job. And that's the 2 pitchers that the Diamondbacks have, Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, are very good. They have combined to face the Brewers 4 times this year, and they have owned the Brewers this year. They have had 4 very good starts. I think the Brewers even won one of those games. But they have had success. They're very good. Zach Gallen is a Cy Young candidate. He probably won't win it, but he's among the best pitchers in the National League. And even though the Brewers have some pitching to match, it's a stretch to imagine the offense really getting into gear where they can win these games, certainly going away. Maybe they squeak them out in their close games or whatever, but the Brewers would need to have success against guys that they thus far have not had success against. And that was a concern with the Diamondbacks as a matchup. They really offer the only of all the teams in this round of the playoffs. They're the only ones that offer that level of 1-2 punch in the starting rotation. And the Brewers really needed game 1 because that was going to be the opportunity where they did not have to face either one of those guys. And sure enough, they jumped on the starter on Tuesday night. Brandon Pfaadt, a rookie, they hit him. I think they got like 7 and 9 hits. I'm not even sure. It was a big number of hits within the first 3 innings. And they just didn't win the game. So that was a really big loss, really missed opportunity, knowing that they're going to have an uphill battle against these 2 starters. Now, Zach Gallen has not been necessarily as dominant down the stretch. You could see where he'd be a little hittable. Merrill Kelly, likewise, has had a couple rough outings, but really only 1 rough outing in September. So he's probably the less likely to have a blow-up start, I guess, at this point. But either way, it's going to require the Brewers to do something pretty spectacular to get through this round now.
Now, looking to the future, a big question mark surrounding manager Craig Counsell, last season of his contract. I understand there may be a job opening that any coach would be interested in New York City. What are people watching for with that coaching spot, whatever happens in the rest of the playoffs?
I mean, the biggest question of the offseason is whether or not Craig Counsell comes back. I don't think he will. I think we've seen enough of the breadcrumbs to know that. I mean, if you hear Mark Adonazio or the front office tell it's completely up to him, which I believe to be the case. It's totally in his hands. He doesn't know for sure, or at least he certainly hasn't revealed publicly what he wants to do at the end of the season. He has said that he wants to take his time. It is a good time, I imagine, to step away. His youngest son just graduated from Whitefish Bay High School. He's got 2 sons now who are going to be playing Big Ten baseball. You get the sense that Craig Counsell's put in a lot of time. He's probably just a little exhausted with this. He's been manager since 2015. He's the longest tenured manager in the National League. And you could see that he's ready for a break. I know a lot of people are worried about the New York Mets as a possible landing spot for him. David Stearns, former president of baseball operations here, who of course worked with Counsell for a long time, is now working for the Mets. I can't rule that out. I mean, I don't have any insight to know for sure if that's never going to happen. It could very well happen. It would be a very high profile, step up in profile, certainly. I don't believe that's where we're headed. I think he's legitimately interested in just a little time away. I think if he's not manager of the Brewers, he probably won't be manager anywhere else. But again, I truly don't know. There's a lot of mystery around this, and it would be a huge loss. He's been a really big asset for the Brewers. He seems to have, understandably, a deep connection to this organization. He's been part of it since he was a young kid. And I think he feels a real sense of ownership and stewardship for this organization and has done a tremendous job. And he will be missed if he's gone, but I think it will be an attractive job. The Brewers are not going to take a huge step back. They're going to be competitive for the next few years. They've got a very good farm system now and some really interesting prospects going forward. So I do think they're going to have a list of pretty quality candidates that would want this job.
JR, as we wrap up, you mentioned earlier that you don't want to see the Brewers season be judged completely on a playoff loss, even if they exit early. You wrote a piece sharing a lot of high points, great moments of the Brewers' regular season. Big picture, you're making the case, I think, that the Brewers as a baseball team brought a lot of joy this season, and that's worth remembering.
Of course. I mean, every season is going to have really great moments. And it, I don't want to be this happens with the Packers a lot. Well, if you were around in the 80s, you would know what it's like to suffer through long stretches. And I'm just like, yeah, you might be right. I don't know. But the Brewers are in a different place now than where they were in 2008, when CC Sabathia carried that team into the playoffs and Ryan Braun hit the big home run. They hadn't been to the playoffs in 26 years. I mean, that was such a joy just to be there, just to experience the highs of that season and to get there. That was 15 years ago. They go to the playoffs almost every year now. The playoffs have expanded, made it easier for a team like Milwaukee. They do make the most, I would say, of their market size. They are able to succeed even without bankrolling a top-tier payroll. And whether or not you agree that that's the way they should be handling things or the ownership team should be handling things, I don't know. But, they have reached a different threshold. It's not simply about having a really fun regular season. It's about what comes after. So I do understand why fans are going to be a little down in the dumps if this goes south. But there is something to be said for this is a different experience than what you had in the 90s when you were just, you were just hoping to have some fun players to root for. I mean, they are a 90-win team almost perennially, 86 to 90 wins almost perennially. That's a very nice place to be, and that's going to come with a lot of great moments during the course of the season.
JR, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Absolutely, anytime.
That's JR Radcliffe, trending sports reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us today to look at the Milwaukee Brewers' run to the playoffs and their shaky start to the postseason. They play game 2 of the wild card round against the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight at 6:00.